They left old Ann in the tower room with her needles and her memories. Hodor hummed tunelessly as he carried Bran down the steps and through the gallery, with Maester Lewin following behind, hurrying to keep up with the stable boy's long strides. Rob was seated in father's high seat, wearing ringmail and boiled leather, and the stern face of Rob the Lord. Theon Greyjoy and Halas Mullen stood behind him. A dozen guardsmen lined the grey stone walls beneath tall, narrow windows. In the centre of the room, the dwarf stood with his servants, and four strangers in the black of the night's watch. Bran could sense the anger in the hall at the moment Hodor carried him through the doors. "Any man of the night's watch is welcome here at Winterfell for as long as he wishes to stay," Rob was saying with the voice of Rob the Lord. His sword was across his knees, the steel bare for all the world to see. Even Bran knew what it meant to greet a guest with an unsheathed sword. "Any man of the night's watch," the dwarf repeated, "but not me. Do I take your meaning, boy?" Rob stood and pointed at the little man with his sword. "I am the Lord while my mother and father are away, Lannister. I am not your boy."
"If you are a lord, you might learn a lord's treachery," the little man replied, ignoring the sword point in his face. "Your bastard brother has all your father's graces, it would seem."